I mean, why should somebody take the hard path if they don't believe there's a problem? And so I'm going to spend a lot of time reminding people there is a problem. Once the people figure out there's a problem, and I think they're beginning to understand that, then the question to ask to those of us who've been elected is, what are you going to do about it?
What are you going to do about it? Yes, that was George W., your president, talking not about the biggest threat to our survival ever to come along, and that is climate disruption, but talking about the Social Security crisis, or perhaps non-crisis. And that was part of a news conference that the president gave the morning after Kyoto was signed, was enacted, I should say, without us, without the United States. And when he went on to talk about how Congress and the public have to acknowledge the crisis, he says, of Social Security, and until you recognize a problem, you can't solve it. I kept saying, Kyoto, Kyoto. Global disruption, climate change. So I just wanted to get that cut in there to show you what's wrong with this picture, or to ask what's wrong with this picture. So as President Bush keeps his head in the sand, as he did during the G8, we're going to look at what cities and citizens and communities and corporations are doing to try to reduce emissions that are warming up our planet, and in fact even making it colder in some places at some times. So that's why we have a new term for climate change, global warming. It's really climate disruption, because it could in fact be chaotic. Now, the man who has really led the citywide effort to adopt Kyoto-like initiatives is Mayor Greg Nickels, and he is the mayor of Seattle, a great green city. And he is joining us now on the phone from Sundance, Utah, where there's a three-day conference underway with mayors who are doing just this, gathering to share ideas on how cities can combat global climate change. And thanks for joining us, Mayor Nickels.
It's my pleasure, Betsy.
Tell us about highlights of this three-day event and how many people are participating.
Well, I'll tell you, there are about 47 mayors who are here at Sundance, and we started out in Salt Lake City yesterday morning. And then there are a number of organizations and experts who have joined us as well. Yesterday, we talked a lot about the science of global warming, exactly what is happening, what do we think is going to happen if we do not take some action worldwide, and obviously our focus has been in the United States. We had former Vice President Al Gore, we had Governor Bill Richardson, we had Robert Redford all address the group, along with a number of people from academia and activists.
I understand this conference was planned before you started your own citywide drive in Seattle that took off, I think, probably faster and stronger than even you could have anticipated.
Well, I believe that Mayor Rocky Anderson of Salt Lake City, Ickley, and Robert Redford were involved in the planning of this before we did announce the Kyoto support in the mayor's climate agreement. But I think the two have worked well together. The effort that we started in Seattle, which now has some 170-plus mayors signed on, has, I think, given some good momentum to the effort and a real focus on the grassroots nature of the solutions, failing any federal leadership.
So tell us, just take us back a bit, after, you know, Kyoto went into effect without us, which was no surprise, why did you get concerned? What was happening in your city?
Well, our city is being affected differently than most others. We rely on snowpack in the Cascade Mountains for clean water through the summer and through hydropower. We've been seeing an erosion of that snowpack. Since 1950, it's been reduced by about 50%. And this past year, we had a record low snowfall. So every week, I was getting updates from my water people and my my people at City Light, our municipally owned electric utility, about how dire the situation was. And it seemed to me, for the first time, that was a local example of what this long-term effect will do to our citizens. And it gave me a chance to talk to the people in Seattle and at the same time challenge mayors across the country to join with me in taking action.
Including the mayor of New Orleans. There's a pretty dramatic story there as well.
Well, very dramatic. Mayor Ray Nagin of New Orleans responded to our request and said that from his perspective, 1 foot of additional water in the ocean would mean the end of New Orleans. And given the information that we got here at Sundance yesterday, that 1 foot is actually at the very low end of what we might see in the not-too-distant future.
Now, cities have signed on to these initiatives, but are they? Do they have teeth? Are they enforceable, or is this just on a voluntary basis?
Well, this is voluntary, which I think actually speaks to the strength of leadership among mayors. There's nothing forcing any mayor to sign on to this except a concern over what is going to happen within their city if there's no action taken. So we've got 170-plus mayors who have voluntarily signed up, and each of us is going to take our own path to figuring out how in our local areas we meet or exceed the Kyoto guidelines. And we're going to, in Seattle, we've got a Green Ribbon Commission that's begun meeting in the fall. Before the end of the year, they're going to give me a plan. That plan's going to have some tough steps in it because we believe that we have to not just meet Kyoto, but really pretty dramatically exceed it if we're going to have any effect. And then we're going to, as a community, talk about those elements of the plan and implement them and show, we hope, that you know, you're not going to have economic disruption if you take strong action to protect our climate. In fact, we believe that there are some economic incentives and new jobs that can be created through green industry.
Okay, we're just about out of time, but we will be checking back with you. Thank you so much. Mayor of Seattle, Greg Nichols, we'll let you get back to your conference and the great work you're doing. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Betsy.
And you're listening to EcoTalk on Air America Radio. Check out our website at www.ecotalk.net. We'll be right back with more.